I just don't know where God is in the middle of this. There are a few things you learn to fear hearing as a priest. Not outwardly, because it's that thing with children, like with children, never let them know you're afraid. Sort of like that. I just don't know where God is in the middle of this. It's one of these. The other one is when you're in an airplane seat. The person next to you leans over and says, "So what do you do for a living?" Because you're stuck there for hours. And it can go very well, or it can go horribly. Sometimes I lie. Sometimes a lot of my friends lie too. We figure God forgives us for that one. Sometimes it's gone very well. Sometimes I've lied. But the question about where God is in the middle of this is harder. I think because eventually you learn not to answer it. Most people who become priests like to fix things. We want to help people. We believe God will help us help people. That we will help God help people. That it will all work out somehow in the end. And then they put us through the discernment process and we discover that that doesn't actually work if we haven't figured it out already. Some of us have figured it out already. We discover those people who are just lost in the middle of life, and that is entirely the right response for the middle of their life. That in the middle of their life, it is in fact hard to find God. And eventually one of them looks at us and says, "Sometimes I just don't know where God is in the middle of this." And if we're smart, we don't try and provide the answer for them. If we're smart, we don't provide the answer for them. People of faith eventually learn that it's hard to figure out where God is, even on good days sometimes. Sometimes it's easy. God is in the spring flowers, and God is in the beautiful music, and God is in the joy of your beloved company and family and friends. Sometimes it's easy, and that is wonderful. Sometimes you have to work at remembering that. You have to remember not to snap at your family and friends. You have to remember to stop and look at the flowers and listen to the music and appreciate everything that is around you. But you manage. And sometimes it becomes almost impossible. When it becomes almost impossible, and when almost impossible verges right over into directly and completely impossible, is when I find that people start telling me they don't know where God is in the middle of all of this. It's what someone told me on Tuesday this week. And I just let the silence hang. And then by the time I caught up with my schedule on Friday and tried to figure out what I was going to say this morning, it was a long week. I was reading and looking, and I realized that Ephesians still made a lot of sense. Sometimes it was easy. Remember where we started? One Lord, one faith, one baptism, this beautiful vision of a church. And sometimes it's easy. Sometimes that's possible. It usually doesn't last long. We're good at screwing it up in between times pretty quickly. But it gives us something to hold on to remember for those rough patches. And then, you get angry at someone. You have to remember how to deal with your anger. Or someone gets angry at you, and you have to remember that people get angry. It gets harder. If you sit down and you read all of Ephesians, you'll learn that we've skipped a few parts of it. The people who put the lectionary together decided there were some things we didn't need to hear, which is always intriguing. So if you keep reading from today's lesson, we get the household codes, which are designed to turn most modern sensibilities on their ear. How husbands and wives are to relate to each other, how parents and children are to relate to each other, how masters and slaves are to relate to each other. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where God is in the middle of all of this. But right before that, we have this section where we're reminded that the Spirit of God is here, is with us, as in beautiful music, that we are to enjoy that, we are to participate in that. And then you have to give the lectionary writers some credit. They end on that great statement, give thanks. Give thanks. It's not always easy. Sometimes that's as hard as the don't be angry advice we got the other week. But give thanks. And Tuesday, which was like my marathon pastoral care session, sat on the phone with a gentleman who had called, looking for advice and trying to figure out how best to help them. Finally got to the point where he said, sometimes I just don't know where God is in all of this. I know not to answer that question for people. It's a hard question. It's a hard question to ask. It's a hard question to say out loud. I said, I know, it's hard sometimes to find God. We just let the silence sit for a little bit. And then he said, I guess right now it's you. That evening, because of this congregation and our faithfulness, he and his partner were back in their home. Sometimes, God is in the middle of all of that, even when it's really hard. Especially when it's really hard. We sat there for a minute, and I thanked him for saying that. We continued to work out the last round of the logistics. And that was the last I heard from him. But we gave thanks for one another and for God in the midst of all of that trouble. Amen.